KR4AAZ radio check.
Sounding good into the repeater.
I appreciate it. We're just trying to get a check for the weather tonight. Thank you. I'm clear.
Roger that. You do have a little squelch tail there on the end of your transmission, though. Just let me know. KO4HK. Clear.
Goofing off in 0TR.
Now I'm up here trying to get my station set up at anchor and make sure everything's working correctly.
We're about a 5.8 into the repeater, I would say, if it was HF, just almost perfect. We just come down here to watch some of the weather reports into the ready room and getting ready to go back up and put up some wooden blinds in one of the northwest bedrooms. Got the girls all taken care of and fed and watered, and only got 2 aches today. Boy, we're really down.
Sounds like you're really down, but at least you got 2. That's one for each of you.
Yeah, and we got a Instacart thing today. My birthday. We celebrated it last night. Bernice made barbecued ribs and shrimp and frog legs and red velvet cake for me and all the other trimmings that goes along with a big meal. Had a real nice family meal last night, and it was really enjoyable.
Well, happy belated birthday. Sorry I missed it.
Just another day, Patrick, and but a milestone, 78. Man, never thought that would happen, but thankful to the good Lord that made it past that. But the daughter sent me a picture this morning, and it was they went to a music convention at Grand Rapids. They live in West Bloomfield, as you know. And it was 18 below zero there, and I forget what the feels like temperature was, Patrick.
It's like it's cold. That's all I can say.
Well, Governor McMaster's was just on Channel 4. He had a bunch of people there that were talking about all the different things that were available.
Sounds like everybody finally started to take this one serious and get ready, but they might have waited a little too late.
Well, I just don't know, Patrick. I sure, by the turnout at the grocery stores and that, I can tell you they did take it pretty serious, but you're probably right. I've had so many people say, oh, no, we'll never get that. There was some guy I met at the store one day, and he was talking to a woman, and he said, I've been down here 11 years or something like that, and I've never seen it, and blah, blah, blah. And my neighbor over here, Tim, you know, he told us not many years before we moved down here, 16 years ago, that they'd been out of power for 6 days in a row, Patrick.
Just because it hadn't happened in the last 11 years doesn't mean it can't happen. So, but Tom, I'm going to jump off here so I can finish getting everything set up. You and Miss Bernice, take care of yourselves and stay warm. And if you need anything, let us know. KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay, now, one question. You got any snow up there yet? Okay, take care, Patrick. I know you'll be there. I just wonder if that repeater gets a bunch of ice on it, if the standing wave will go real high and knock it out. I don't know on 2 meters, but I do know on HF. But so far right now, HF's going pretty good. All right, we're going upstairs and get busy and do some work. Take care, Patrick, and You and Elise have a nice day. Kill 4-H Captain, 0-2-R clear.
Tom, again, you and Miss Bernice, take care and stay warm. KO 4-H Captain, clear.
Command 4-ZLK.
Well, thank you, Shane. I was listening to you a little bit yesterday, and I appreciate that very much, and I'm very thankful to get here. Hope you and yours are safe up there and you're all prepared. I know you. You're smart enough to take this stuff seriously.
Kind of sitting here waiting on it. We got everything, I feel like, as much as I could do. And my youngest son and his wife are coming up. They live in an apartment complex, and there's no generator on that complex, so they're going to come up and stay with us.
You're thankful we have the generator, and Bernice has got enough food around here to survive for quite some time. The bad thing, the real slap in the face is, once this moves through on Sunday, overnight, Sunday night, I think is the timing that there are going to be high winds, and naturally you and Patrick will probably get higher winds than us. They're talking about 80 miles an hour up in the mountains up there, way beyond you, but wow. Down here they're talking 20, 30 mile an hour winds, and if we get an inch of ice, that could be really bad.
Just rain up here, a good couple days worth of rain, and then some wind comes through. The power usually goes out for a little while because it knocks down trees. And with that ice, there's no telling. But we're just do what we can do and hope and pray for the best. You and Bernice have a good day. And if we run out of food up here, I'll know where to go for some good cookies and stuff.
You got it, buddy. Talk to you later. Enforce that LK in 0-2-R. Look forward to hearing you this evening, Shane. This is 0-2-R clear.
For WCA.
WCA, N4ZLK, go ahead.
N4ZLK, I'm in West Asheville. What is your location, Shane? Over.
I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina, just about 5 miles east of Table Rock off Highway 11. And I think Patrick still might be in here. He's over in Penrose area, I believe. Patrick, go ahead and say hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm here in Pisgah Forest, Penrose area.
All right, very good. Well, I got the wood stove cranking, and I've got, I don't know, an entire day's supply of wood inside the house getting extra crispy dry, and I've got a whole bunch on the covered porch, so I'm as ready as I can be. I'm praying the power does not go out, but if it does, I've got a solar generator that's really huge, and I can at least use the fans that I can power with it to circulate heat. So that's the emergency prep here, plus I've got water purification and water on hand. You know, Helene was a harsh mistress in terms of instruction. Over.
Give me your call and name again.
Kilowatt, India, number 4, Whiskey, Charlie, Alpha, Michael, in West Asheville.
Oh, nice to meet you today. Yeah, Shane, N4ZLK here. I think Helene woke a lot of people up, and some of us were a little more prepared than others and were able to help out. Patrick over here did a lot of helping out up that way, and I think is still doing some over there, if I'm not mistaken. Some of the people still affected by Helene. Patrick?
For HKX, the only thing we're doing now is just assisting where you can with small stuff. I mean, but and it's not me, it's the church here that I'm set up with, the Disaster Relief Anchor Baptist Mission. And they're helping out a lot of people up here still.
Comment. I don't want to interrupt. I just moved my antenna and my radio, trying to get things ready for this storm. Can I get a quick signal report and just make sure this is working?
Here, N4ZLK here. What's your call and name?
Donnie. I should have started off with that. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
I didn't recognize you. Yeah, you sound good. It seems to be working fine.
Hey, how's it sounding over there up towards North Carolina?
It's getting a little bit of sleet and snow here, but nothing to worry about yet. But it's coming. It's getting close.
Dad, I'll be reaching out for you because my family still lives in North Carolina. So being down here in South Carolina, if comms go down, I don't know what I'm going to do with them because they won't, unfortunately, they don't want to get their radio license or anything. So, but that's okay. You know, I'm not going to force it on them. But anyway, fellas, I'll sit to the side here and I'll just be listening and let y'all carry on. And I hope everyone is safe this weekend. And hopefully it'll miss us and not hit us as bad. And 73 is all around. And anybody needs anything, y'all know my call sign.
Good to hear you. And be careful. Stay safe out there.
Johnny, KO4HK. Stay warm.
Funny, and you sound good into the machine, so no worries. I'm using my standard antenna that actually survived Helene. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with this. Stupid Comet GP3, KI4WCA, running on AC, but yeah, I've got the big lithium ion charged. I'm looking right now, and yeah, it's ready to go. I can operate for several days at least with no AC mains at all, so that's outstanding. Over.
Unfortunately, the battery I had, I went and took it and had it charged, and apparently I brought it home, and it's already, I haven't used it, and I just checked the voltage, it's down to 10 volts, so I might have to run and go get a battery, don't know what I'm going to do now, but I still have a car with a radio, so that'll be good too. Appreciate y'all fellas, stay safe.
A car with a good antenna and a mobile radio and a full tank of gas is pretty good, especially if you can get to a high place. KI4WCA, Michael in West Asheville.
That I got a Signal Stuff antenna and a Yaesu 7900, I think is what it is. So it's a good radio. It's old, but it's been a reliable one, so I won't whine about it. I'll definitely give it praise.
My Apocalypse radio is the ICOM 2730A, and it'll operate also on GMRS in case of emergency, but I've got a GMRS ticket. And that's what I do for, like, the daughter-in-law that lives in within range of GMRS. I gave her a set of good GMRS walkie-talkies, wrote my call sign down and stuff. And the great way of how that license works is everybody that's related, you know, can use it. So that's the Apocalypse standby here for the immediate family, because I can guarantee you, my friend, I'm the only one in the family that will ever get my ticket. Over.
KJ4WZM.
Unfortunately, I had two handy talkies, but now I'm down to one. Yesterday, I was taking mine inside to put it back on the charge, and the antenna snapped. I don't know how I done it. I guess it's just from wear and tear, and I didn't have a spare with me. So I'm just down to one handy talkie, but I do have three mobile units that I am... I got one on the shelf for backup, and then I got one in the car and one in here, so we should be good. And I'll step to the side again, and I'll let some other guys talk. Appreciate you, fellas. 73s.
Okay, I heard another station in there. Go ahead.
DM. Hey, name here is Daniel. You see one of the net control operators on Friday nights. The guy who was in there talking about GMRS, I got a couple quick questions for you. I have my GMRS license as well.
Michael, and the call is Kilowatt India 4, Whiskey Charlie Alpha. Go ahead with your questions, my friend. Over.
I live pretty close to the 385-85 interchange, and this morning I heard people on a GMRS repeater on channel 20, and I was trying to figure out where that is and how I can hit that.
Not sure where you, what state were you in when you heard this? Over.
Near I-85 and I-385.
A new repeater on channel 20. I think it's like near Bear Wallow or somewhere in there. It's extremely strong here. Over.
Any idea how to hit that? Do you know? And why is it so strong? I didn't know it went that far.
This is line of sight. You'd be amazed. I can get into the machine at Crowder's Mountain, by the way, with a Midland 500. No problem at all, but I've got a Laird. Can't remember the number of it, but it's a 9.1 dB gain antenna up on the roof of the house. It's not very high, but apparently I can knife edge refraction into it. I actually have done the plot between me and Crowder's, and there's no kidding, three ridges in the way between me and there, but I'm managing to splash into it well enough to get in, which is weird, but stand by and I'll give you the information. You can check and see if it's the right machine. Over.
Sounds good.
And 4ZLK.
Go ahead, Shane. I'm looking for my phone. I just misplaced it.
A repeater on the channel 21, I think it is, 462-700. It shows up on the in the repeater book app. Comment.
This is Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. Isn't the 675 Caesar's Head?
Channel 20, then, according to this list.
Frequency, probably. Also, was just going to suggest to Daniel my GMRS. Out of the GMRS repeaters in the area. Local port. I have to say, I hope you guys are doing well. KE6KEN.
Most of that.
I was just going to say, mygmrs.com and repeater book are where I would also look. I'm on the HT walking the dog, so I might not be hitting the repeater. Anyway, I'm out now. You guys take care. KE6KEN.
Yeah. KE6KEN and 4ZLK. Patrick, real quick, are you still in there?
Yeah, go ahead, Shane.
At the church now?
That's where I'm at.
Thought I heard you say something about that. Did you ever get that other issue figured out with the 857?
And you'll never guess what it was. It's another menu setting for the ATOS antenna. If it's changed to use the ATOS, you cannot use CAT controls with it.
There you go, and that makes sense then. At least it wasn't an issue, you know, an actual problem with the radio.
I was starting to wonder.
That figured out. Let me ask you one question about GMRS. I think you know a little bit. If I got my GMRS license, can other family members not living in the same household still use it, or do they have to be here in the same household?
The way I read that is it says immediate family, and so that would mean they're not living with you or living with you.
That's all it says, and immediate family means immediate family no matter where they are then, I guess.
And because, I mean, you got to have distance between you to talk, so, I mean, you're trying to communicate from house to house on down the street or something like that, so... It just says family covers the family.
That makes sense. I may have to check into that for some of my kids that have not gotten their amateur radio license.
Leland and the wife also.
Her, but she won't get on the radio. All right. Let's see. Let me back out in case Michael's coming back and wants to talk to Daniel. I'll be listening, but I'm going to back out. N4ZLK, 73 all.
I'm going to step to the side to KO4HK.
Patrick, fine business. I was going to say, yes, it's by relation. You know, it is kind of useless if it was just in the same household. It'd be only good for, like, mobile to house. But that's not how it's written. So as long as children or stepchildren are included. So there you go. If you got a really huge family, that's the way to go. I'm the only super geek in the family, so, yeah, that was my solution, and it works really well. I'm trying to get them to get decent antennas and stuff. I just have to buy them the equipment and hand it to them after writing handwritten instructions on how to use it and trying to get them to practice with it. That's actually the hardest part. Over.
Since I could mine are spread out enough. I think we could do it. I could start running my own family net like that just to get into practice. All right. See if Daniel's in there. Go ahead.
I find that one on Caesar's head, the 675 or whatever it was. I'm having a hard time figuring that one out.
Hey, Daniel, try the tone of 141.3 on 20 and see if you can bring it up. Over.
3.
Yes, sir. I can hear that machine with openings here occasionally. If it's the one that's down there in South Carolina, that might be the one you're hearing real strong. Over.
And do you happen to know what frequency that one transmits on, like the input frequency? The output's on channel 20. Do you know what the input is?
I can whip out my manual and tell you what it's the standard offset. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head because I'm dyslexic as all get out, but stand by, I'll tell you, okay?
The Caesar's head 675 is 462675 is the receive. The offset's plus 5 as it is on all UHF plus 5, so it'd be 467675. And the input. I'm sorry, the tone, in and out, 123.0.
What's his information and see if it works, man.
I'll give that a shot here shortly, and I'll see if I can make it into it. And if it's Caesar's head, it should cover my area pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And try that other tone as well, and let me know if you get into anything with that as well. Over.
2.3, correct?
Yeah, correct.
I'll give that a shot, and we'll see what happens. Might write this second, but I will do it pretty soon and see what happens.
Tones. And it's kind of fun to hunt around for GMRS repeaters and discover access tones for them, which never gets old. Over.
Coming out while I got you. I'll give you a little more information. You just plug the upstate GMRS, upstate South Carolina GMRS group. Of course, not for emergencies, but normal use, they do require permission. So there is a location to do that through the My GMRS page to get permission on the Pickens County and of course, the 6 Mile repeater as well as the Traveler's Rest and the Caesar's Head machine. So, but again, not for emergency use, but certainly if you use it for regular use, it is required. And this is WW4JET.
Use it.
They do require permission from the owners. Again, mygmrs.com. You can go through that site and look up the repeaters and send a message to the owners. However, like I said, emergency use, that's not required.
Good. Is there a call sign for the repeater so I can find it easier? Because I've been unable to find it online.
Jot this down because they're all there. You just have to go to the state of South Carolina. Under mygmrs.com, mygmrs.com. You might have to make an account. It's free. And then just look up the state of South Carolina, select all, and you scroll through it, you'll see them.
.com is ideal because you can also sort by the repeater pair channel. And so that will bring up just the channel that you are hearing, all the machines in your area, as well as if there's a weird opening, you can see machines that were pipelining in. But yes, as a general rule, and really as a rule, you should always get the permission of the machine owner before you use it. Over.
I'll be looking into all this stuff and figuring it out. Thank you.
You want to do that as fast as possible because, if an emergency is looming, it's nice to know the pairs and stuff beforehand. I have them written down in a notebook, all the stuff that I can reach, just in case of emergency, because let's face it, if there's no power and no internet, the mygmrs.com doesn't help at all. Over.
Way to set up a radio for this at the house, as well as have one in my vehicle, so that would allow the entire family to communicate with me. When we had Helene, we lost cell phone service, even where I live, near the 385-85 interchange. So it's kind of nice to be able to have something to fall back on. They don't have their license, their ham licenses yet. They're going to, but they don't have them before the storm. So that'll help.
Yeah, I bought a GMRS license about 3 months before Helene hit, And that was absolutely gold, because we could talk to each other and go out and look for supplies and communicate, and it worked beautifully here in the valley in Asheville. It was just more than enough. Just the HTs worked fine.
And more power than the little Walmart ones that you buy in a plastic bubble case, and it'll go a decent distance doing that.
Anecdotally, that initially there was very little traffic, but people dug out their FRS walkie-talkies and started using them like crazy towards the end. But we were only without any cell phone service of any kind here in West Asheville for about 4 days. But honest to goodness, I thought my wife and teenage daughter were going to crawl up the walls. They're so addicted to their phones. And with that, I'll shut up. KI4WCA, I'll be listening.
Understand that. Well, we had no internet for 2 days, and then my internet hotspot thingy came online, and life got rolling as normal again. I didn't really miss my phone, but I don't really know that we were playing on our phones a whole lot as much as just wanting to get out of the house and go somewhere and couldn't do anything. There was hardly any way that we could get out of the neighborhood to go anywhere at all because of the amount of trees that were down everywhere.
Out here for a while, and then you know, the big thing too is, like, if you had a full tank of gas, you were king for, you know, a while, and then once the gas was gone, there was nowhere to buy more. We didn't have power for 8 days, and we had no internet for 30, and we had no water for over 30. So that was, having no water was the worst part. I actually had to harvest water from a pond right off the back of the property to flush the toilets, but at least I could get toilet flush water. That was like gold.
Man, we had water. We didn't have power for 8 days. Regular internet was gone for a really long time. I don't remember how long it was gone. We lived off my internet hotspot because I had cellular internet after a little while, but we didn't have power for 8 days. This time we planned ahead. The generator will run off of propane for about that long before it switches over to gasoline. I have a lot of propane this time, so we'll be able to go a week without any kind of issue whatsoever, and not have to worry about shuttling back and forth to the gas station every night in the middle of the night to avoid the long lines in the daytime.
It's unique in that all of the infrastructure collapsed totally, so it was really a total disaster. So hopefully this will be a whole lot better. Like, I don't anticipate the reservoirs being destroyed or the rivers flooding and destroying all the pass-throughs for power and stuff like that and water. So this will be much less of a problem than Helene was, for sure. Even so, never underestimate what happens when you ice up power lines really thick. Hopefully we won't get too much ice on the lines up here. On the upside, most of the trees are already blown down, and let's face it, the poles and stuff are new, and a lot of them are taller than they were and stronger, so there's that. Hoping for the best. Up in the mountains, KI4WCA.
Sure, yep. I think this will be a lot better than Helene, and even now I'm watching the weather model trend further and further and further to the north. At this point, it's almost looking like we're on the very fringe of the precipitation bubble. Looks like we have a liquid equivalent now of an inch or less instead of 3 to 4 inches like before. So I'm kind of hopeful that it won't be as much of a disaster.
It's a total nothing burger, old man. That's my prayer for you. And like I said, KI4WC, I'm going to shut up. I'm just listening. But if anybody else wants bad advice about GMRS, I'm always here. KI4WCA.
Home and see what I can do with that.
4JET and 4ZLK.
No, 4ZLK, WW4JET. Good afternoon.
Matthew, just wanted to say hello and see how you were doing over that way.
Good, always good. Pretty much as ready as I can be this time around, so but there's always room for improvement. That's what you think about in the back of your mind, if you know what I mean.
We're kind of sitting here. We did a couple last-minute things this morning, but we're just like, we're ready as we can be and better prepared than we were last time. So we will see. And also already thinking of things that I can do better the next time and probably try to do right away and not wait till it gets a lot closer.
I think my biggest upgrade will have to be a insert fireplace that I could actually heat with. That'll be down line here in the future, because I think that's a good fallback, you know, because I'm all electric here, and then that generator quits, then I'm, you know, up the creek.
That I do have a backup gas fireplace, and the generator, I've got a dual fuel. Is it dual fuel? I guess a dual fuel heat pump and gas heat. I use the gas heat for when it gets below 35. And I can switch it where it'll just run the gas heat off of the generator. So that works out. And then if that doesn't work, I've got the gas fireplace. But we should be pretty good.
Dan, C9B.
Good. Need anything, reach out. I'm sure I'll do that if I need anything, too. So we'll let this station get in. WW4JET, we'll be monitoring.
You, NC9B, Leon. I've got a fireplace if you need one.
Hey, thanks for that. I have a beautiful stone fireplace in the great room in the house, and I always wanted to hate it, cover it up with an insert, because that's what it does, although I know they're better than they have been in the past. So I'm going to need something that fits, you know, for that. If that's what you're talking about, I'd be interested. I'm not sure that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's designed. It's a Carolina stove. If you go look up on Facebook, I posted it on Facebook. You can look it up there. This Google fireplace, I think it's listed under outdoor grills and stuff. I don't think they have a fireplace section for Facebook, but that's on the marketplace there if you want to look at it.
All right, is there any more keywords that would get me there quick?
On a stove. Made over in Batcave, actually, is where it came from. But they're not there anymore. But Carolina stove, and you can look Leon Worthy. If you want to send me a friend request, I'll prove you, no problem.
Got it. I do have an interest if it's we're looking for, so... But thanks, Leon. I appreciate it. And, hey, I'll take a look. You stay safe out there, too, my friend. And we'll talk to you soon. WW4JET.
Good talking to you. And I didn't mean to butt you out there, Shane. Good afternoon.
To you. Yep. You be safe. And call if you need anything. By the way, I listened to you on the input, and you're full quieting on the input. I don't know what happened the other night, Matthew, when we tried Simplex, but it's definitely... workable like we did before. Anyway, see you later. And Leon, hey, that's okay. I'm used to it. You guys up there in North Carolina, you and Patrick, you always cut me out.
The mountain thing, what do you think? NC9B.
Ender, I guess I don't deserve to run with you guys.
Well, we are a lot higher than you.
I'm about a quarter way up, further than some of the other flatlanders down here. I can see the mountains right in my backyard almost. Does that count?
Always count in my book. You and Patrick and Matt and most of the other hams out there. But I'm already fixed to go in a bad spot here. So I just want to shout out to y'all, and especially you, Shane. Tell you a good afternoon. I'm glad you got all your preparations done. We're battening down the hatches here and got everything all set. All that I need to do is crank up the chainsaw and make sure it's all set to go. But 73, you have a great day, and take care. Holler if you need anything.
I say, if you and Wendy have a good weekend, good to hear you. And 4ZLK.
4WZM, I heard you were tired.
You heard I was tired?
Tired. I think maybe I heard wrong.
Right. Retired from UPS. Gonna do something else. Eventually, but doing some stuff around the house in the meanwhile. So I'm technically semi-retired, but yes, I am. I'm no longer with them.
I guess that's how it goes, though. I'm going to try to make sure that I set myself up to retire by the time I'm around 60 or so. I might not punch a 40-hour time clock anymore, so I'll probably work on trying to get my own business stuff going instead. Work more or less when I want to than when the bills and the bank account get in an argument and dictate that I have to.
And just save as much as you can while you're young, when it's real hard, when the kids are young. But the more you do early, the better it is later. So that would be my one piece of advice, and I wish I'd followed it. Your age.
Touching with the stock market and all kinds of stuff like that, and I figured out that the key is to... If you don't get started right away, that's okay, but the key is definitely to get started with building your retirement about 30 years ahead. So if you want to retire at 60, you've got to lay the groundwork at 30, or you're not going to get there in time. If you wait until you're 40, you're really going to struggle. And it wasn't until, like I said, just recently that I figured that out. I was sitting down with the calculator running numbers, and I was like, ooh, yikes. That was a big reality check. It put me in panic mode right there, because I'm definitely running out of time. So I'm on the ball now, but it's definitely hard at this point in time because of raising small little people, and everything is expensive right now. But every little bit that I set aside is actually a huge difference. It's like exponential. Doing a wee little bit now compared to doing a whole lot later. Larger difference doing a wee little bit now than waiting and doing a lot.
That's how it works, and there's really no get rich quick thing that works out there. I mean, every once in a while you'll hear about somebody that, you know, something happens and it just works out for them, but that's rare. But anyway, that's good, Daniel. I hope you and the family are well, and be careful out there, and hope you're all ready for the storm. I'm going to jump off of here. It's good to hear you, and call me anytime. KJ Ford. WZM, I think that's right, and 4ZLK.
Talking to you. We'll catch you later on down the log. I'm just about back to the house, so I'm going to clear off here, too. KJ4WZM, and I'll be on side. Good talking to you, Shane. KJ4WZM, clear.
And 4ZLK, Carol 42W.
ZLK, KF4, NXY.
KF4NXY, KO4HX.
How you doing today?
Been busy setting up the station here at Anchor again, just in case things get really bad like they're talking.
Getting back from tanking up Tomas' car, and it jacked the price up about another 15 cents on the gallon. So, but that's just the way they do things. But anyway, got her car tanked up. Got the house ready, and yeah, just hopefully it won't last as long as the last mess did.
That, and you got that nice new generator out back to run too.
Yeah, I checked the oil in the generator and checked it out, checked the propane tank, and all that looks good to go.
And hopefully dude done the same thing. I hadn't talked to him either. So y'all got those generators. Now you can try them out.
Yeah, haven't talked to him in a while. I haven't been getting up early in the morning lately and haven't been getting in here.
Talking about you and dude earlier this week. In fact,
I have to start getting back up in the mornings and getting in here with the morning crowd.
Just started getting back into the schedule, what, about a month ago, month and a half, so I'm still working on it.
Well, I hope things are going a little better for you with teaching those kids.
I found a little bit to do with them, but could still use some teaching aids, that's for sure.
You know, they can be kind of hard to deal with. But anyway, you be careful out there and be safe. You know, this mess is coming in later on tonight. Just going to be standing by the radio, see what happens. You have a good evening. Enjoy talking to you, Patrick. KF4NXY.
David, you and Miss Marie, stay warm down there. KO4HK. Standing by.
HK, KI4WCA.
Station, I missed your call. KO4HKX here.
4HKX, is that correct?
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Patrick, this is Michael in Asheville, KI4WCA. How old are your kids, over?
26, or, well, he'll be, he's 26 now. He'll be 27 this year.
We've got one that's 23 and the other one has just turned 18, so, yeah.
I was listening to the conversation there, trying to get them to get on the radio and off the phone. That's a challenge in itself. And what he's talking about teaching the kids is I took a job teaching at the Job Corps here in the Pisgah National Forest, teaching disadvantaged youth automotive industry.
That's what I trained my stepson in, was how to work on cars, and now he's a really good mechanic. You know, it's comical how this generation doesn't know how to do any sort of service on appliances or cars or plumbing or roofing. They can't do anything. It's horrifying to me. To me, tools are life, and, you know, the more tools you have and the better you know how to use them, the better life is, and the less you get ripped off. But, of course, the daughters are, yeah, under the sway of their mother, so there you go. But, yeah, I understand. I will say, though, that in my defense, I did train the girls when they were very small. I bought a whole bunch of FRS walkie-talkies, so my daughters actually know how to use HTs. Over.
Plus, and that's a good thing, so all you can do is keep trying. I mean, that's all you can do with them, so... hopefully after the storm, Helene, and this year, they'll realize how important it is.
They're so focused on the field thing, you know, the emotional impact and all that stuff. You know, it's just, yeah, it's difficult, but, yeah. At any rate, at least their dad knows how to run a wood stove, and I've got a ton of wood, and life is good up here, and I've got tons of tools. And I'd like to tell you about the horror story with my Acura. I've got a 2015 Acura, and I can't even begin to tell you what a nightmare that car's been. I bought it thinking it was really good, but it's been recalled so many times, it's nuts. Last time it went to the dealer was about 2 months ago, and they had to replace the connecting rod bearings under recall. But I've got it actually operating perfectly now, which makes me very happy. Biggest upgrade imaginable. Have new tires on it, a full tank of gas. So there you go. But it's unreal how much you'd be cars. Over.
Rage kick. Yeah, it's easy to get taken advantage of if you don't know anything about them or what they're talking about, for sure. And my 30 years in the industry, I've unfortunately seen a lot of people do that, and I don't like it. I try to stop it when I can, but sometimes it's too late.
Way after I bought the car, I made a mistake, and so I drove it very, very little. It's only got 45,000 on it when I took it in for the recall. And then I immediately did the variable cylinder management delete, and life has been fabulous after that. I filled it up with Tecron for two tanks, and I only ever run Group 4 oil, so that was a huge help, I'll tell you right now.
That's for sure. Proper maintenance and learning how to take care of things and sometimes re-engineering, fortunately.
Big thing with Acuras is they just lie about the maintenance intervals, the transmission being one of them. Luckily, mine was recalled for that. They did a spill and fill on it, and I went behind the technician. You know, I recently did a spill and fill on mine, and I was horrified to find that the ad plug, he tightened it almost to the stripping point of the case. I mean, it was ridiculous. I had a snap-on 24-inch ADA ratchet on that, and I got like almost a quarter turn on a 3/8 extension before it broke free. So God only knows what he torqued it to, but it was way too high. And the bottom, the drain plug, was loose. I mean, unbelievable. It was not leaking, but it was not properly torqued. Of course, I use a torque wrench to install all those. So, you know, after I did the fluid exchange, I properly torqued it with a clicker-type torque wrench. Yeah, I'm just horrified. I can't believe how badly the dealers treat the technicians anymore. Over.
That's one of the reasons I wanted out. After my time in the trenches, I was done. I was burnt out. Just tired of dealing with people, to be honest with you, because the customers can be pretty bad, too.
They're uneducated and they're ignorant. Did you work as a mechanic? Over.
I work for Ford and GM, mainly as a diesel mechanic, but I also done gas drivability and automatic transmission.
Huge respect. My best friends growing up were all diesel mechanics. So, yeah, there you go. I've got a pretty decent toolkit for, you know, you would laugh. I don't have any rollaways, okay, but I've got lots of snap-on stuff for sure. Over.
That I got a small fortune and retirement in mind.
You know, good tools are almost impossible to get. You know, I told my stepson, I'm like, look, the Chinese are dumping tools really cheap. You should buy this brand. You should do it now. Buy as much as you can. And he ignored me. He didn't listen. And he keeps asking to borrow my tools. And now I'm just like, no, you can't borrow them.
Wait, sorry about that. I was dealing with something here in front of me. I got to go service the, see if I can help a lady get her generator started.
I'm sure you'll be able to do it. 73, KF4WCA.
Oh, Mike. Oh, is that Mike or Michael?
Michael.
Michael, nice to make your acquaintance. I'll be monitoring this frequency for problems and trying to pass information as we get it during the storm. So come back often. KO4HKX.
KX, KI4WCA, 73.